Okay, our friends, we are reading in the Disney City 5-Minute Stories book, and we are reading the fifth story in the book. It is called Lego City Duke on the Chase, and today's story is read by Mommy and... Oh, he's got a look about him, you guys. He looks like he might be... I don't know. Pretty tough. What's this face I see? Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Wait a minute. With that face and that voice, I bet you must be a newsie. Are you the leader of the newsies from Brooklyn? Are you Spot? Nice. I'm so happy that you're here with me, Spot. I've got a great story for you. Are you ready for it? All right. And you can go carry the banner when we're done. Okay. It was another beautiful sunny day in the city. Police officer Duke Detaine had been patrolling the streets since early in the morning. Super fast chases and catching crooks were his specialties. But things had been quiet so far. That changed when he suddenly got an urgent message about a bank robbery.
I've heard of things like a bank robbery.
Yeah.
But I've never...
You've never seen one in real life? That's probably for the best. I don't think anybody wants to see one in real life.
I've seen a strike, but I've never seen a bank robbery.
Yeah, well, they're both pretty dangerous. Okay, let's keep going.
Duke's smart police car reported, "Several bags of money have been stolen from the bank, and Daisy Kaboom was spotted at the scene of the crime. She was last seen speeding away in a bright red truck."
Duke hit the accelerator. Vroom! "We have to catch her as fast as we can," Duke said to his car. "Luckily, if there's two things I'm good at, it's catching bad guys and going fast."
But as Duke sped down the street, he noticed it was raining cash.
"According to my latest data, that is the money from the robbery," said the police car.
"And according to my data," Duke said, "Daisy is making a big mess.
If we follow the money, it should lead us to her," said the car.
"And when we find her, we'll write her a ticket for littering,"
Duke said as they quickly followed the trail. "I think she should get more than a ticket for littering, don't you? I mean, she should go to jail for stealing money."
Like... I know people who have been to jail, but I've never been to jail myself.
Yeah, that's true. They did stick, what was his name?
Jack.
In the
Jack.
Yeah.
And Crutchy.
Terrible.
Crutchy.
Terrible.
It's because the guy wanted money.
Yeah. For those of you who may not get this reference, we are referencing a film called Newsies in the middle of our story. So, FYI, it's a great one. Definitely watch it if you get the chance. All right, back to our story.
The money led Duke straight to Daisy, who was speeding through town and had taken a dangerous shortcut through the city parking lot. People on the sidewalk stopped and stared. They had never seen a police car racing after a truck leaving a trail of floating money.
"You'll never catch me,"
Daisy yelled as Duke's police car closed in.
"But it doesn't hurt to make sure,"
she added to herself as she sped up and pulled out a bundle of dynamite. Oh no. She lit the fuse and tossed the explosives toward a parked truck carrying a load of logs. Boom! Crash! Bam! Logs flew through the air.
"Timber!"
Daisy yelled, laughing as she sped away from Duke and the tumbling logs. But Duke wasn't discouraged. His car's super sensors detected the hazard, and the officer skillfully dodged the logs as they bounced toward him.
"I liked it better when it was just raining money," he said, staring around the last of the falling logs.
"Ugh!"
yelled Daisy.
"What a waste of time! And dynamite!"
Her trick hadn't worked. "Remember to write Daisy a ticket for unauthorized use of explosives," Duke said to his car.
"That's another ticket he's gonna write her? Take her to jail first."
The chase continued as Duke...
If she gets too many tickets, she will.
You think so? Yeah. It's probably... Oh, yeah, that's true. If you get a lot of tickets, you go to jail.
Where was I?
More tickets than I can wave my stick at.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Or fling a marble at. Or throw a tomato at.
That would work, too.
Or sell a newspaper, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. The chase continued as Duke pursued Daisy at top speed, while Money continued to fly out of the back of her speeding truck. The officer pursued Daisy as fast as he could, but she had no plans to be arrested.
"Sorry, Duke,"
the crook cried as she zipped around a tight curve.
"You'll never catch me!"
Hopping a curb, Daisy veered off the road and into a construction zone. She zoomed around the huge machinery, but Duke was right on her tail. Daisy just missed hitting a truck carrying bricks, and she was nearly cut off by Duke in his car. The officer was closing in fast.
"You're trapped now, Daisy. There's nowhere to go," said Duke.
"Ha! Don't be so sure," Daisy replied. "I think you're the one going down."
She made a sharp turn. Screech! Driving at top speed, the police officer wondered out loud, why would she turn? Duke soon discovered why. He saw a big open manhole right in front of him. Oh, with no time to slow down, the car was going to fall down into the sewer.
Ooh.
Duke thought fast. Just before his car plunged into the yucky water, he managed to throw...
that green thing.
You're going to see. You're going to see.
Flies off.
Yeah. Just before his car plunged into the yucky water, he managed to throw a magnetic transmitter toward Daisy's car. Zip!
Ha! I knew he wouldn't catch me,
the crook said happily as she drove away. She was so busy celebrating that she didn't notice the flashing tracking device that was now attached to the roof of her car. Duke continued his chase in the maze of the sewer tunnels beneath the streets, zipping through the smelly river of muck, slop, and sludge.
Little mousey.
Yeah, and there's a little mouse down there, too. Duke.
And a fishy.
And a fish. Duke grimaced.
And a carrot.
And a carrot.
And a can.
And a can.
And some bones.
And some bones. Yeah, disgusting. Duke grimaced.
P.U. I don't know what stinks more, the sewer or the fact that Daisy got away.
According to my latest data, the police car said, this is disgusting.
You're right, as always, Duke replied.
But with the transmitter and my maps of the tunnels under the city, we can cut her off, said the car.
Great, said Duke. We'll take her by surprise, if she doesn't smell us coming.
Meanwhile, Daisy calmly drove off, convinced she had made a perfect getaway. She thought she had gotten rid of Duke once and for all, but all of a sudden, Duke Detain's car jumped out of a sewer hole and landed right in front of her.
Stop, police, cried Duke.
He jumped out of his car, did a shoulder roll, and waved a pair of handcuffs at the crook. Daisy slammed on her brakes. She was so surprised by Duke's sudden appearance that she got out of the car and let him handcuff her without any fuss.
What is that smell?
She said with a wince.
That's the sweet smell of success, said the stinky police officer. Especially because you've racked up quite a few charges today.
Duke's car quickly printed 3 tickets.
Bank robbery, littering, unauthorized use of explosives,
Duke listed. And suddenly the police car printed 1 more ticket.
Oh, said Duke. And a bill for a deluxe car wash and police uniform dry cleaning.
Because they got all stinky because of her. She's the worst. And that's all there is to it.
And that, our very, very good friends, is
the end. And also, that is a very smart car.
Very smart car. You're darn right. And it is the end.